This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum in various parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address election rallies for party candidates in Rajasthan's Churu today. Tomorrow he will be in Pushkar. Yesterday, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed the nomination rally in Chittorgarh. The Election Commission will today organise a conference with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states, which had the lowest voter turnout. The meeting to be held in New Delhi will discuss ways to step up voter turnout in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. The meeting will deliberate and prepare targeted and specific action plans to address the issue of low voter turnout in certain urban and rural areas. According to the Election Commission, the conference will be attended by municipal commissioners of Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Pune, Thane, Nagpur, Patna Sahib, Lucknow and Kanpur, as well as selected district election officers of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The conference will be chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. Mr. Kumar on many occasions highlighted the challenge of urban apathy and migration from rural areas as reasons for low participation. Scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The BJP's Election Manifesto Committee meeting has been conducted at party headquarters in New Delhi to finalise the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It was the second meeting of the 27-member committee, headed by senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh. Senior party leaders such as Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwani Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju and others attended the meeting. Meanwhile, Congress will release its manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls today. The Congress has released another list of three candidates for the ensuing elections to the Lok Sabha from Gujarat. Party has fielded Yashpal Singh Pardiyar from Vadodara constituency, Hira Bhai Jotwa from Junagadh and Ratvik Bhai Makwana from Surendranagar. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its first bi-monthly monetary policy of financial year 2024-25 today. The Reserve Bank Governor, Shaktikant Das, headed Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day deliberation on Wednesday. The decision taken at the MPC meeting will be announced today. A total of six MPC meetings are scheduled for the fiscal year 2024-25 that began on the 1st of this month. Economists expect that the central bank would once again keep the key interest rate unchanged and focus more on inflation control. The last time the RBI hiked the repo rate to 6.5% in February 2023, and since then it has held the rate at the same level in its last six bi-monthly policies. Central Board of Secondary Education has introduced changes in assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions or any other type in class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40 to 50%. On the other hand, the constructed response questions, including short answer questions and long answer type questions, as per the existing pattern, have been reduced from 40 to 30% in the 2024-25 academic sessions. The evaluation percentage for the select response type questions will remain the same, which is 20%. However, no changes have been made to the composition of question papers for year-end exam for classes 9 and 10 for the new academic session 2024-25. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.